It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I want to talk about some new polling pertaining to President Biden and independence. I wasn't going to talk about this before because I was just like, whatever. But then I saw another poll and then another thing, and I was like, oh, okay, these are all starting to line up. This it's starting to show a pattern here, and I thought it would be worth bringing up. So I'll talk about that here coming up in a little bit. But first, there is top three stories. So with top three stories here today, just went blank here. Okay, the special master that was awarded to Trump. And basically, they're saying that basically the judge granting a special master will actually cause a delay of the FBI's investigation into Trump by either several months or even several years. Wow. And I'll get into the reason for that in a second. Other top three stories, the nuclear inspectors from the UN have called for protection zone for the Ukraine power plant that has been compromised. They also said that there's definitely indications that there were some nuclear standards violated. And finally, the new UK leader, Liz Truss, she's the new prime minister. She's vowed to tackle the energy crisis and the ailing economy in her very first speech as the prime minister of the UK. She also stated something along the lines of, she was elected as a conservative, she's going to govern as a conservative. She also praised Boris Johnson for a lot of his leadership things and helping getting them out of Brexit and or help guide through Brexit and stuff like that. So she praised him for a lot of things that he did, and then vowed to try to address the economy and the energy crisis that's hitting the UK right now. Going back to the special master decision, why would it delay the FBI's investigation into Trump by months and possibly even years? Years seems a little hard. It seems a little extreme. But months for sure. And the reason is because now that the special master has the right to review all of the documents taken by the FBI agents, he's going to do that. And it's going to take a long time for him to review that. What is he looking for? The special master himself will be looking to find which documents have executive privilege, which documents don't, which documents were declassified and are merely copies of the declassified document. When they took boxes, and what is it, 18 boxes or something like that, when they take all these boxes full of papers, it's going to take them a while to go through them. Some of these things, he might need more time or need some sort to might need to get some sort of help in verifying if something has been declassified and stuff like that. So because of that, it's going to take a long time. And while he's got those documents, guess who doesn't have those documents? The FBI. So it's going to delay their investigation at least months, if not years. Years, that I'm seeing that from a couple of things saying it could take years. I don't see how it would take a year, but I guess maybe it would if the special master comes back through and goes, so all those documents they seized, yeah, none of them are, you know, none of them were confidential. None of them were top secret. None of them had this. Well, then all of a sudden now you're going to have this big battle between the special master and the FBI. And so then it could take years for them to continue on. Now let's go to President Biden. So President Biden, the past week and a half he's really ramped up his rhetoric pertaining to MAGA Republicans. And now he's calling them Trumpies yesterday, even saying that they're a threat to democracy and they are They are quick to violence in order to resolve their issues and stuff like this. We talked about this yesterday. If you missed it, I said it just takes a quick Google search. Quick Google search to just look up protests during Trump's win or protests during Trump's inauguration. And you just your page is just filled with photos and articles of all the violent protests that happened from the left when Trump was elected. So for Biden to come out once again and being the hypocrite that he is and try to blast MAGA Republicans for having violence when they didn't like the results of an election, look inward. Might want to pull that beam out of your eye there, big buddy, because it just takes a quick Google search to see the plethora of stories pertaining to all the violent protests that happened during Trump's administration. Was it at the Capitol? No. But it happened in private businesses instead. Yeah, they burned private businesses and cop cars and all kinds of other crazy things. So burning things in the streets and breaking windows and all kinds of other damage. So violence is violence. And so just declaring one of them as being violent because they didn't like the results of an election and ignoring the violence from the other group is hypocritical. Well, it's being seen by independents. In a recent poll of independents from YouGov, which YouGov is not, that's not like a leaning thing. That's not somebody calling up people going, are you a registered voter, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is YouGov. It's a very independent thing. And what they find is Joe Biden's approval rating, only 26.7% approval rating amongst independents. That's a new low for him. 64% of independents on this YouGov poll said they disapprove of his job performance. Part of that goes right in here. According to new polling, the majority of independents think that, 62.4% of independents believe that Biden's recent comments about MAGA Republicans being a threat to democracy went too far. 62% of independents. And by the way, even 19% of Democrats feel like the remarks have gone too far. Even Democrats. I mean, sure, it's only 19%, but that's one out of five. One out of five Democrats going, okay, that might be a little bit too far saying that they're a threat to the country. That just shows you, like, it's not looking good for him. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. What about Governor DeSantis? Is he going to run for president in 2024? He weighed in on that yet again today. I'll tell you what he said right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110. We do have some typical afternoon traffic on 9 Mile Road as well as Davis Highway, but nothing too bad. Also, we are still seeing some slight slowdowns in Navarre. This is going to be due to an accident off of Harvest Village Court, but for the most part, it has been cleared up. Again, that's in the eastbound direction. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
All right, Governor DeSantis asked once again, is he going to run in 2024? He says right now he has no plans to run for president. He says he's focused on Florida, as well he should be. And you know what? I when it comes to Governor DeSantis running for governor, I've got very mixed feelings. Because, of course, if he does run for president, even if he doesn't win, that basically means that the year leading up to, at least a year leading up to the election, if not the full 2 years or at least a year and a half, he's not going to really be acting as governor. He's going to be campaigning for president. He's going to be in places like Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada and Georgia and South Carolina, right? He's going to be going to all these first in the nation voting states. So he's going to be campaigning. He's not going to be able to do his job as governor look, the midterms of 2022. If he wins here in 2022 and wins the governor's race against Charlie Crist, which I expect him to, but if he wins the race against Charlie Crist, I mean, how long, if he decides to run for president, how long would it take before he announces that he's going to run? And, you know, would it be a couple months, 3 months, 6 months. Either way, it could be a year to year and a half to 2 years that he's not acting as governor. And then, of course, if he wins the presidency, then he won't finish out his term anyway. And then we have to have a special election. It's just like, oh, my goodness. So that's the one part I don't like about the idea. But other than that, because I think he'd be a great president. I really do. It's just like, I don't know. I don't want to lose him as governor. But at the same time, we have term limits in our state. So if he decides to not run for president, he finishes out his term. He'll be finishing out his term in 2026. So that would be a good time to throw his name in the hat to run for president at that point. So there's that option. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get a crew. There's so many things, so many stories to cover today. I wanted to bring up that unfortunate situation of that young lady, a 34-year-old girl who was running in Memphis. She was kidnapped. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. They discovered her body today. So now they do believe that they have the suspect in custody already who kidnapped her and killed her. There's so many things that we actually have a couple of local stories that just brings, you know, kind of alerts you to the dangers of like kidnapping and abduction nowadays. It's just, wow. I mean, 34-year-old, like, she's 34 years old, 5 foot, I think I read 5'4", weighed 137 pounds, and she's a runner. So that 137 pounds is pretty much all muscle. And she's just kidnapped. It's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news. Cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It's going to be October 27th, so put that on your calendar. Sponsorships are available, and for more details or tickets, go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Former President Trump and the Justice Department have until Friday to agree on a special master to oversee documents seized by the FBI. Attorney David Weinstein expects the Justice Department, though, to appeal the decision.
As they've said in their motion, they don't feel that a review by a special master is appropriate, nor do they think that the former president has any executive privilege remaining. They might try and get this back up to the D.C. Circuit, which is where the grand jury's been convened and where the National Record Archives is.
Weinstein says that national security and classified materials are being reviewed separately and are not part of the ruling. Another more than 500 documents that fall under attorney-client privilege also not being examined. A man going to prison for his role in last year's Capitol riot after apparently being turned in by his ex. Richard Machete was arrested by authorities. Apparently, they got into an argument. He called his ex a moron. The argument over a disagreement about the 2020 election and whether it was stolen. He'll now spend 9 months behind bars, the 9-month sentence, half of what prosecutors had originally wanted. The Department of Health and Human Services awarding an almost $20 million contract to help in the response to monkeypox. The contract allowing AmerisourceBergen to expand distributions of treatments and vaccines. And Bobby, Alabama at the top of college football, according to the latest USA Today coaches poll. Fellow SEC rival Georgia sitting at number 2 after demolishing Oregon in week 1, and Ohio State has dropped to number 3. But a lot of Alabama fans probably looking at that poll and happy about it today.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So there's going to be, when you look at the polls, you got Alabama right there, number 1, Georgia number 2 now. And a lot of people are thinking it might just stay that way for the rest of the year. So if that's the case, then, you know, it's going to be, that's basically like, okay, then it's going to get all the way to the SEC championship game where it'll probably be Alabama against Georgia. And then that's why this playoff system that they're trying to revise probably needs to be revised, because if Alabama, Georgia, number one, number two, the whole year, they play in the SEC championship game, one of them's going to drop out and then not be the, you know what I mean? Then
right,
they're
yeah.
not going to be in the championship. But it looks like they should be playing each other in the championship is the way it's going to set up, you know. But we'll see how it happens with it this year. Did you watch any of the college football over the weekend? How'd your Iowa Hawkeyes do? I didn't even see.
Well, I didn't watch this weekend. I was too busy, but I heard they didn't do very well.
Oh, okay. it had a big collapse in there, huh?
Yeah, it didn't sound good. So, yeah, I didn't go back and watch the DVR.
Wait a minute. I just pulled up the score. They played South Dakota. That's a nobody team. So they played South Dakota State. They're an FCS team, and they lost to South Dakota State. What's going on with your Iowa Hawkeyes there?
I don't know. I don't know. It might be one of those years.
Okay, no, it looks like they won. But they only won by they won 7-3 against the FCS team. So they did win, but barely. 7-3 against the South Dakota State's a good FCS team, but they're FCS. They're not even FBS. So I don't know about you. You might need to just root for Alabama or Florida State.
I might have to. You know,
this might be a good year to start rooting for Florida State. Florida State looks like they're making a bit of a comeback. I mean, that was an exciting game against LSU. So we'll have to see what they do the rest of the season here. But all righty, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're looking good with 98, not showing any delays. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as once into Pensacola. You're also looking good. See something on the roads that's slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
We were talking about just briefly there that lady who was kidnapped in Memphis, Tennessee, 34 years old. She was a runner. She was kidnapped. Now they've discovered her body. So unfortunately, she has been killed. And now they're saying that the lead suspect who kidnapped her did 20 years for kidnapping somebody else. Say what? Let's talk about that a little bit next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross on News Radio 92.3. Real quick out there in the Atlantic, Hurricane Danielle is still sustaining. It's just being a sustained hurricane. It's expected to remain a hurricane probably through Wednesday, and then it'll drop down to a tropical storm. Still kind of just out there wandering in the northern Atlantic. Not expected to make landfall really anytime soon. Even by Sunday, it's still expected to just kind of wander out there. Then you got Tropical Storm Earl that is expected to turn into a hurricane by maybe even tomorrow, by tonight and then early tomorrow, and then expected to strengthen into a major hurricane by Friday as it'll brush by Bermuda. So there will be some tropical storm-like flooding in Bermuda, but they're hoping the hurricane will actually bypass, you know, Bermuda just enough. So hopefully that'll happen, but that'll develop. Then we got two systems off the coast of Africa, and one of them has a 60% chance of formation over the next 5 days. We've talked about this lady who was kidnapped over in Memphis. The lead suspect is a guy who served 20 years in prison for kidnapping somebody else. It reminds me of this story I just saw here. In cantonment, a guy, a five-time convicted felon, has been arrested in Escambia County again. It's like, my goodness, how many times? Now, this is a drug-related arrest, But still, it's like you keep getting these repeat offenders over and over and over. Recidivism is one of the most dangerous things to our society. Is if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. So I was just seeing this here that So we're at home for Florida State University football. We carry all their games, away and home. And if you would like a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminoles, then we will be giving away a pair of tickets every home game. Their next home game is going to be September 24th. So tune in that week for a chance to win a pair of tickets. I think maybe next hour. We're going to save them for next hour. We got a pair of tickets to give away to the Sanger Summer Series, movie series, to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. So we'll give those away at that point in time, next hour. Top three stories here for you. And the special master. I mentioned this yesterday. I hate that terminology. I don't like it at all. Makes me very uncomfortable. Sounds very KKK-ish. I don't like it. But anyway, that special master decision from the judge could delay the FBI's investigation into Trump by years. If not years, definitely months. Nuclear inspectors from the UN have called for a protection zone for Ukraine power plant that has been compromised. They also say that there's definitely some indication that the power plant violated nuclear standards. Okay. And the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss, has vowed to tackle the energy crisis and the ailing economy in the UK as she takes over for Boris Johnson. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit. Let's start off with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They were off yesterday, and they started a six-game series tonight, and that'll be against Tennessee in Tennessee. And they will basically they're going to be first pitch is actually going to be 6:15 instead of 6:35 like it often is for home games. So 6:15 first pitch, that game will be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. And they're going to play on ESPN Pensacola all the way until Friday. On Friday, they're going to be on Pensacola Playlist 94.5 since ESPN has high school football. Major League Baseball games. Tonight, the games you might be interested in will be the Tampa Bay Rays against the Boston Red Sox, Miami Marlins against the Phillies, and the Atlanta Braves are playing the Oakland A's. Right now, it's still top of the first inning between the Boston Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's scoreless. Also top of the first is the Mets against the Pirates. U.S. Women's Open is going on. Tennis is going on ESPN tonight. One of the big games I think everybody's watching is American Coco Gauff, the 18-year-old. She's going to be playing at 6 o'clock, I believe, on ESPN. Then, just a reminder, Thursday night football begins in the NFL. Oh, it's so excited. Buffalo Bills against the Rams. Getting the official. I don't know why I'm looking forward to the NFL so much this year, but I'm definitely like, I'm just ready. So we'll get into that on Thursday. Sports stories. Speaking of the U.S. Open for tennis, the beard-chugging babe who went viral last year because she was pictured on the Jumbotron. She grabbed her significant other's beer and chugged it real quick. That video went viral. Well, she was at the U.S. Open again yesterday, and same thing happened. She saw she was on the Jumbotron. This time, she was being egged on. Like, people knew. Like, she knew. They knew. Everybody knew. So she grabbed beer. She chugged it again. Georgia has knocked off Oregon out of the AP top 25 poll. They've risen to number two behind Alabama. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers have signed Montrezl Harrell. He won the Sixth Man of the Year award playing for Doc Rivers with the Clippers. Now he's with the 76ers and Doc Rivers. Chicago Bears say that they do want to build an enclosed stadium to get out of the cold. And if they have to move out of Chicago to one of the suburbs, they will. Major League Baseball Players Association has done an internal poll to try to find out how many minor leaguers would be interested in unionizing. More than 50% immediately responded and said they would be interested in joining a minor league baseball union. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We're also not seeing anything to slow you down on 29 or 90 throughout Pensacola. And looking good on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach Highway. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. In other news, I want to give you an update a little bit on COVID. We've been doing a COVID update here just to keep you updated a little bit on what's going on. And one thing I had pointed out was that we've seen about 4 weeks in a row, COVID-19 deaths in Florida have been rising. Now, it's not like a huge number, not like during the peak numbers or anything like that, but they have been rising. Last week we had 89 COVID deaths in the week. And so with that, it was like, okay, so just something to be watching, right? Just something to pay attention to. Well, now a new report has come out showing that for the third month in a row, Florida's COVID-19 deaths have been the most in the country. We're looking at it grew by 1,614 people in August, according to the CDC. And they're saying that it's pretty much the Omicron subvariants are the big factor. I mean, look, 1,614 people, you know, we were getting that almost in a day at one point. So at least it's in a month, but still we have the most in the month for the third month in a row out of the nation. Now, related to COVID, you know, if you listen to Pensacola right now with me, Bobby Rossi, I've talked a lot about long COVID, or I did during the height of it, because I knew so many people who were affected by long COVID. These are people who have long-lasting symptoms post-infection, brain fog, excessive fatigue, even heart palpitations, insomnia, all kinds of other things. Now there's new studies going out showing that long COVID is definitely affecting the labor market. It is actually impacting the nationwide labor shortage. When we look at the great resignation that has been occurring, apparently a big part of the great resignation is people just saying they got to quit because they can't work due to long COVID. And others who are not willing to get back into the workforce are because they still feel like they're dealing with long COVID. They're just too exhausted to work. Or they can work short hours, but then after that, they're just beat. And so, in fact, looking at some people at the Brookings Institute, a think tank, says that, quote, "I don't think anyone who's seriously looking at this," meaning the employment situation, "thinks that long COVID is not a big problem." So just something... Because I know some of you run businesses and you're looking at like trying to hire and you're having a hard time hiring people so this is another factor, just another new factor you didn't have to deal with 3 years ago. And the new factor is people are struggling with long COVID and don't feel comfortable going back to the workforce because of it, or feel like they can't get back to the workforce because of it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Get you some of the top stories from FoxNews.com, our national news second. Plus, we have Bobby's brain teases for you as well. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got?
Well, Bobby, Pensacola State College is going to be inducting the late Carla Williams into their College Athletics Hall of Fame class later this month. Williams was tragically, of course, shot and killed while working out at a local gym earlier this year. She was a former basketball player, assistant coach, and a math professor, and very well respected at Pensacola State. So she'll be a part of their 2022 Athletics Hall of Fame class.
All right. Yeah, that's very nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com. This is the top story. Fox News grills White House press secretary as tweet about 2016 election results come back to haunt her. And the title of this says, Hilarious Hypocrisy. Jean-Pierre schooled online after a bad answer to Peter Ducey's question about her own stolen election rhetoric. And so I guess, so Peter Ducey, by the way, I mean, boy, he just does not let up on old Corinne Jean-Pierre. He does not let up on her at all. And so I guess there was a 2016 tweet from Corinne Jean-Pierre where she says that Trump stole the 2016 election. And so he says, you tweeted in 2016 that Trump stole an election. He started with that. And she just said, oh, I knew this was coming. I was waiting, Peter, for when you were going to ask me that question. He goes, well, here we go. You tweeted Trump stole the election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now, why wasn't it extreme then? Oh, great question. I mean, after all, this is what I've been talking about. President Biden has been saying that MAGA Republicans, and now he's been saying Trumpies, when they resort to violence, when they can't accept the results of an election, that's extreme, and that's a threat to the nation. I pointed out yesterday the hypocrisy of that, because all it takes is a quick Google search, violent protests during Trump's win, and your page just gets filled with results and images and video and things like that. So anyway. Continue on here. Her answer, let's be clear, that comparison you just made is ridiculous. Okay, I don't. Corinne Jean-Pierre. I just, like, so there was violent protests from people who opposed Biden's win. And they couldn't accept the result, or they didn't accept the results of the election, and they resorted to protests. And they said the election was stolen from Trump. There was also people who protested the 2016 election results and said the election was stolen from Hillary Clinton. What are your thoughts on that? Let's be really clear. The comparison you just made is ridiculous. It's the same thing. Same thing. Oh, Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's always good for a little bit of a laugh. It's being Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Nothing to slow you down on our roads with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We are moving smoothly on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola, as well as 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Not seeing anything to slow you down. We're also looking good on Woodbine Road. Only seeing some slight slowdowns. So it's going to be in the northbound direction as Woodbine meets Chemukla and Quintet. See something else? Give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Real quick here, other top stories on FoxNews.com is pertaining to the mommy jogger from Memphis who was kidnapped. An affidavit has revealed signs that led to them finding the body of that school teacher, the billionaire heiress apparently as well. Other top story, fact-finding mission, Democrats are sending a delegation to get real answers after a spat with Governor Abbott of Texas. Because, of course, Governor Abbott keeps telling them all the crisis going on the border, and they're like, no way. Now Democrats are sending a delegation to find out what's really going on with the border. By the way, a migrant bus has arrived in New York City now. One of these buses that, you know, the governor is sending out to Chicago and to D.C. and now to New York City. I like this one. The migrant bus arrived in New York City, was greeted with handshakes and blankets. Hey, that's good, at least. So there you go. Those are some of the top stories on foxnews.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So a couple of things here. We were talking about this independent poll of independents who basically only 23%, 24% have give Biden an approval rating. It's a new low among independents. This is here, poll about President Biden independents. I can't understand what that's trying to say. All right. Here's one. Oh yeah. Yeah. Andrew and Sheriff Simmons talked about this morning. I can't find any info and it was brought up on the Nextdoor app. What's the story of the woman who that gave a ride to four men at a convenience store? Was she robbed? Oh, I don't know about that story. I must have missed Andrew talking about it this morning. So we'll see if David has any information on that story. A woman gave a ride to four men at a convenience store, and then she was robbed. Okay, I don't know about it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty, Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. Tina Turner is actually no longer an American citizen. She gave up her U.S. citizenship for a Swiss citizenship in 2013. She's actually lived in Switzerland since 1994. Oh, wow. Phosphorus was accidentally discovered in the 1660s by a guy who was boiling his urine to turn it into gold. And he somehow discovered phosphorus that way. Okay. There are currently six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles in the United States. They each have their specific territory that they drive around in the country. So if you see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile around here in the Pensacola area, just know there's five other ones driving around somewhere too. Some species of caterpillars have evolved to look like bird poo. So if a bird spots them, they won't eat them. And finally, when the first typewriter was created in 1868, the creator saved money by not including keys for a 0 or a 1. They figured people would just use O and I for 0 and 1 on the very first calculator. Kind of cool. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got more information about the Hunter Biden laptop cover-up. Plus, California has yet another bill pertaining to vehicles. It's kind of a surprise. That's next on News Radio 92.3.